And we are now live.
Hello, everyone. This is time that we have set aside for a public hearing for the SCF committee's recommendations prior to being presented before the LTD board. Our intention was to leave this meeting open for a few minutes and see if we have any members of the public who wish to be able to speak to the SCF committee's recommendations. Recommendations were made by consensus, so we may not have any comment today, but in case we do, we want to make sure to hold that time available. So I was going to suggest that we have a few minutes open for anyone who may still be joining us or be coming in late. And if after a few minutes, if we have no members of the public join or attendees, then I will suggest that we close the meeting. And I have on our screen the SDF committee's recommendations. And so this would be what I would intend to present before the board during our February meeting. And so I'll make sure that can get included as part of the meeting packet. Welcome to Allen and Hoover, both members of our committee. I was just noting earlier, we are holding this time for any members of the public, or if there are any questions, concerns, or objections regarding the SDF committee's recommendations. As they, these recommendations were developed by consensus, I wouldn't be surprised if we did not have any further comment before it went to the board, but it is important that we hold this time just to make sure that any members of the public can be heard if they felt that there should be further changes to these recommendations. And in reviewing our meeting materials from the prior biennium, I think we are going to tie for the same number of public comments at this hearing as we had at our last hearing 2 years ago. we likely have had all discussion at the committee level so far. And Camille, I didn't know if you had any preference on just procedurally how we handle it. I would be happy to leave my headphones on and stay in the meeting if someone were to join us at a later time, but I do not believe we have any members of the public who are here to be able to speak to the public hearing today.
Hi, John. No, we don't. We don't have any community members present. We are only 6 minutes in and we only have two committee members present. I think it would probably be reasonable to just stay on mute and leave the meeting open for a little bit longer, just to be sure we provided ample opportunity.
I'd be happy to do so. So I believe we have our public hearing blocked out between 10 and 11 a.m. to provide ample opportunity for anyone to speak. I'd be happy just to stay listened in, and if anyone were to join us who wished to speak, I'd be happy to make sure to receive those comments.
Hey, John, this is Alan. I think I'm checking in. I'm out in the country and I'm getting very sporadic reception on this meeting. I think I've done all that's necessary, so I'm going to fade. Not sure you hear me right now.
I can, Alan. Understood. And if we do receive any public comment or testimony to that effect, I will make sure that that gets brought to your attention. I appreciate you having joined us. And it does not appear that we have anyone here to speak to the SDF committee's recommendations, but we are just leaving the meeting open in case someone were to join us. So you are welcome to do as you please with that. But I just want to let you know, I'll remain on the line to receive any public testimony were it to come forward, and appreciate all your work as a member of the committee.
Thank you, John, and thanks for hanging in there. And I'm sure we will cross again.
Of course. Thanks so much.
Hey, John, I think once we hit 10:15 with no additional attendees, I think that's reasonable to go ahead and close the meeting.
That would work for me as well. Appreciate it. All right, everyone, I show us at a quarter after I am going to close this public hearing and I'll move forward the recommendations of the STF committee to the board through unanimous consensus of the committee and without any further public comment. So thanks to everyone who's participated in this process. I think we've had quite a bit of input leading up to this, and so no surprise that I think we've been able to incorporate any feedback we've received as part of the committee's work prior to this hearing. So we'll go before the board at our February meeting, which will, in addition, have its own opportunity for public comment as part of that meeting. So thanks to everyone, and I believe we can say that this public hearing is officially adjourned.
Thank you, John. Have a good day, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.